Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
So Ephesians 5:16, redeem the time, grab a hold to the time. Time's fleeting, time's wasting. We got to redeem it while it's here. We can't go back in time. Even though every movie on a time machine's cool, I often think, man, if I had a time machine, what would I go and undo? And I tell men this all the time, one day at the end of your life, and you said something similar, Justin, you're not going to get to the end of your life and say, I wish I had more money. I wish I had bigger houses. I wish I would have spent more time in my garage on my car. You're going to say, I wish I had more time. I wish I used this thing differently and wisely. So we're talking about redeeming the time. How can we do that? Y'all tell me, what are some of the key elements involved in redeeming the time, and how can these elements be applied to our life? Let's just get really practical for the men and listeners that are listening here.
One of the things we do, we have a family meeting every Sunday night, just going through our calendar and evaluating what the week's going to look like. And sometimes we'll go out, you know, 2 or 3 months in advance just to see what's kind of where we're heading, so we don't waste opportunities, and we know what needs to be done. We're not trying to figure out, you know, the week of what needs to be accomplished with the family or any opportunities that we may have. Justin's real good with meeting with those on our team, making sure we're keeping up to task on what's got to be, you know, completed to make sure this event goes well or this opportunity goes well. And so I think part of it's just getting a good schedule and working the schedule and getting a good plan and working the plan. And for our family especially, we plan every meal because it just makes it easier for shopping and just being real, you know, real intentional. And we don't hardly ever have a night out where we go somewhere to eat. So if that's something that comes up, it's almost like a spur of the moment because there's extra time that we have that we can take advantage of and maybe go somewhere on the way back home from church or something like that. But I think part of it, you know, as you're looking at trying to buy back time, I want to go back to the unforgiveness piece. If there's somebody that's not forgiven someone, you're wasting time in something that really matters in a relationship that really needs to be addressed. So I would seek to make that right and get before the Lord and be still and know that He's God and He can turn around a situation. You know, you don't want years to go by wishing you would have done something. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. None of us are guaranteed our next breath. So I think we need to take advantage of the time and do what needs to be done, whether that's planning the week out or whether that's going to seek reconciliation out with somebody else.
Yeah, I think you see that in Psalm 90, right, where Moses says, Lord, teach us to number our days, we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Mm. So what does wisdom say to do? I think what wisdom cries out, one thing is evaluation, right? I got to look across my life, like, where am I investing my time? You know, where am I using that time each and every week? And I remember one time in Indiana, I just sat down and in our ministry there, I just listed all of the areas of ministry that I was directly over and involved in. And I evaluated how much time I was spending on each of those areas, which of those areas I enjoyed the most. And I looked at him and I said, you know, if I were to pick the top three, and I think there were six things in the list, and out of those six things, I said, you know, out of these three, where do I feel the most fulfilled? And is that where I'm investing my time? Well, came to find out it actually wasn't. The things that I felt like I was most gifted in and the things that I got the most satisfaction out, I actually wasn't giving the most time to those things. But then I also took the list and gave it to my wife and I said, hey, I want you to pick the top three for me. And what do you think are the top three that, like, this is where you see God really kind of using my life? And then also, where do you think I'm investing most of my time in these areas? And she knew me pretty well because it was almost identical to what I had written down. And so, but out of that evaluation, I was able to make some course corrections. But had I not done the evaluation, then I was just going to continue in the same rut. And right. So the frustrations that I was experiencing, I was just going to continue to experience those things. And then just from another practical side of it, you know, you guys talk about like weekly stuff. My wife and I, another thing that we like to do is, like Keith was saying, like, we'll sit down on Sunday nights typically, we'll put the kids in bed, and we get a computer out, and we make a meal schedule for that week. And so it's not like Monday comes around, oh, what are we going to have to eat for tonight? We already know, you know, and then it sets the grocery schedule. And so when we go to the grocery store, you know, it's a lot faster, you know, it's not as, we're not getting lost there, you know, because we're not sure what the plan is. You know, we've already determined that and set the course. And so it just kind of lines everything up. And so, and we're still learning, you know, we still adapting, you know, getting better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And all of y'all have said, you know, you said it in the your message on the 10 lessons of biblical masculinity, helping men win, on the section of time that you taught on. And I like how you did this, Keith, because I'm a Southern Baptist pastor. I need some alliterations. But if you're out there and you're hearing all this, you're like, okay, so how do I redeem the time? I like how you said three things: slow down, slim down, and sit down. And y'all said all those things. Slow down. Don't let anybody push you at their pace. You're not in a hurry. You got to eliminate that. And you said it, Justin, slim down, you know, simplify your schedule, mealtime, all those things. Examine, don't get overextended. And then the last one is sit down. I like this one because you said on there, Keith, learn. And I think we got to learn, teach me, O Lord, type things. Learn to live in the present. That one's powerful for me because sometimes men especially, dads especially, are there, but they're not there.
Right.
You know, they're present, but they're not present. So when you're sitting down with your family, don't be on your phone. You know, be in the moment, be present with them, live in the moment, redeem that time. And I think it's just one of the things I like to do, I think helps me, is I like to look at people's schedules. Like, how does this guy who seems to be successful in his life, and some of these are even secular men, how do they plan their day? I just want to see what that. And so I know for me, this is the way I'm wired. So let me just say this up front. We're all wired differently, but we're commanded the same.
Amen.
So I'm wired differently. I'm a morning person, not a night person. So I try to plan my day around what are the most outputs of mental clarity I need versus not. And so I try to, you know, anything from 6 to 12 in the day is things that I'm doing that focuses on my health, maybe physically. I'm sermon prepping. Those are things. And then after that is people time. It doesn't require as much mental clarity. So I think you just guys got to learn to give God the best times of their day, especially in their quiet times. And then plan your day according to how you're wired. But we're all commanded the same, that we got to rest. I want to read y'all a quote from Mark Buchanan. He said this, because it starts from the inside out, right? He said, before we can keep a Sabbath day, we must cultivate a Sabbath heart. Mm. And so, Lord, teach me to slow down, to slim down, to sit down, and redeem the time that God has given us. It's precious. Time is precious.
Right.
It really is.
One of the things that's helped me talking about practical things is getting a, I don't know where I heard this at, but it's like a 4x4, you know, you put together things with a 4x4 post, or, you know, as a good place for structure. So four things that are priority in your life over the next 4 weeks that need to be accomplished. And a lot of times we would probably list out, you know, projects on that list, and obviously they need to be on that list. But if we were to get really intentional as a, you know, spiritual leaders, who needs my time over the next 4 weeks? What kind of things can I do with, you know, my son or my daughter that needs that energy, that effort, you know, almost like I'm giving them my best in this season that we're in. A lot of times we do that with our kids on their birthdays. We try to make it a special thing, you know, and we want to make it a big priority. And you got to plan that in. Some of our birthdays run together pretty tight. So, you know, that's not like planning it in.
You got one around every corner, don't you?
Yeah. But planning that in, not only on the calendar, but also in the budget, you got to plan that in. So. Yeah. Or you're going to get beat at our house. But I think part of it's just trying to, you know, what are the four things that I've got coming up up until summer? Summer's getting ready to hit. What can I do before summer gets here? Who can I invest in? And a lot of times it's not just the projects, but it's actually the people we need to invest in.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Well, man, we want to help you win. We want to help you win in every area of your life. And that is how to use your time wisely. And I believe one of the ways to use your time wisely is to help other men win in your church, to reach men in the context God has placed you in. And there are several points of interest that you can put in your time in to help men win. And I think, Keith, you want to, will you tell us about a few of those things that men can win and put their time into?
Yeah, we, you know, there's a lot of things you can do. I think part of it's, as far as what we're trying to do, we're just trying to offer retreats and opportunities and events with other churches. And one, two of the events that we have really started to push lately is What's at Stake Nights. Those are very important to just, you know, kind of getting a gauge on where men are in your church and maybe doing a reset or a restart. And then one that we're real excited about, we've just recently launched. We have Anvil that's coming up at a retreat in June. June is a date. I think it's June the 6th through the 8th. And there's also one September the 5th or the 7th. And we're trying to do our best to shape the next generation of men. And we found out that, man, you can't really reach men without men. So it takes men to reach men. And we're going to do at least our part in equipping men. So when you come to a retreat at Sanctuary Hills, you're going to not only get a great time of just food and fellowship, but there's going to be some resources you can take out of there where we've, you know, we've put the time in and we've developed the systems that you can take and go back and reach men. So you're not wasting your time trying to figure this out. We got biblical principles we put together that'll be effective. So a couple other things will be the podcast or our app. And as you get the podcast, and there's also leader tools there on the podcast. It's RM Podcast. You can go to realmomentum.men/RM Podcast, or you can get some resources on the app too. So that's Real Momentum. You get that in the App Store or Google Play. But we're just doing all we can to use the resources and gifts God's given us. We're putting together some series coming up on shepherding men. I think Mike's going to start teaching those pretty soon at his church, and we're looking forward to that being a part of the process.
Yeah. And let me encourage you guys before we go to get your copy of the 10 Lessons on Biblical Masculinity. And in that is a lesson on how to help men win and how to use your time wisely. So I'd love for you to get that, guys.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you. We want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/RM podcast. And please join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.